Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Words Make Sentences. It's your girl, O. And, O, happy post-Valentine's Day. Welcome back to the surface, all the anti-Valentine's Day peeps. As you check today's forecast, we can expect discounted candies, flowers, and teddy bears. We can also see restaurants going back to their regularly scheduled traffic. So, since we're all here and some honeymoon phases have died down, congratulations on those who started dating yesterday. Congratulations to those who got engaged yesterday. And also, congratulations to those who celebrated themselves yesterday. We see y'all, you are noticed. I do come in with breaking news. Love does not stop on February 14th. Okay, cool. I just like really needed to share that bit of information. Yeah, I mean, Valentine's Day is cool. Like, don't get me wrong. Love is in the air. Some people grab Lysol. Some people kind of grab some in a bag. I don't know. But, like, why allow the love to stop there? So it doesn't matter if, you know, if it's a romantic relationship. Like, yes, love your partner. That's so great. Or if you celebrated Galentine's Days or Palentine's Days with your friends, like, yes, love your friends, love your community. But also, what does your you-ship look like? I mean, there's your relationship, your friendship, but what about your you-ship? I'm just asking. I'm in your business. Like, don't allow the love of everyone else to be like, oh, this is so nice. Like, wow, this is great. I don't have anybody, or I do have someone. I'm going to wait to see what they do, or I mean, my friends are great, but I just, no, you are a whole ship on your own. Whether you're a cruise ship, a yacht, a boat, you could be a kayak, be a paddle boat. If you feel like, you know what, I'm a real simple minimalist water goer. I don't know. If you got a tube, please have a floaty. But nonetheless, like, love doesn't stop on Valentine's Day. Like, take moments to express love to yourself. Show gratitude to yourself. Show appreciation to yourself. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, when I woke up Valentine's Day morning, I was like, okay, what are we gonna look like? And I was like, cute, but we're not gonna overdo it. And I was like, but why? And then I was like, you're right. I'm so glad we had this conversation. Because I got dressed, I did it for myself, and I was like screaming at myself in the mirror. I was like, girl, you look amazing. Like, no, you look stunning. Look at the sun just kissing you all on the cheeks. And then I took a picture, which I haven't done in like a long time. But just seeing like myself glow very naturally, of course. I was just so proud of myself. Like, I got out of bed. I didn't just let Valentine's Day, or, you know, the lack of having a Valentine, like, engulf me. I was like, no, I'm a person. Why can't I be my own Valentine? And then I realized I am my own Valentine 25/8, like, all year long. And it's not, yes, of course, Valentine's Day is a day to highlight, you know, your one love and truly go like full financial head on with like showing that. But like, you should do that every day, even for free. Yes, not only for yourself, but also for your loved ones. And I just kind of want to talk about the five love languages. Okay, so like, yes, we've all been hearing this term for like the last how many years, and it's like, oh, I'm gonna do the quiz and This is my top two love languages. If you can't meet me here, don't meet me. Don't call me. You can't text me because you're blocked. Like, wow. No. It's kind of more than that. So when it comes to thinking about like the five love languages, that's great that you know yours and how you receive love. Like, it's so important to know that if you want to be stepped to correctly, you like words of affirmation. You better be swimming in such positive words and eloquent sentences and dissertations explained of your love, or however that may look. I don't know. Or yeah, you would like physical touch, like, you know, when we're in the car and we're driving, I just want someone to just, you know, rub my back, or, you know, be holding my hand while you holding the steering wheel. Like, oh my god, so romantic. But just a thought. Even on the other end, it's like, oh, I know how I express love. Like, I personally feel like I'm a quality time kind of person, and you know that I like you if I'm like with you and around you. Like, my presence is a present. Okay, that's cute. I'm sorry, I'm really going on a tangent. I'm not a hater, I promise you. My point of actually bringing up love languages is to kind of decipher if you express your love languages to yourself, even if it's not like the top two, but even the other three or all five. Like, I personally am at a point where I'm not going to expect anything from anyone that I can't do with or for myself. And it's not like a, oh wow, welcome to your growth moment, we don't want to be a part of this. If anything, I'm kind of just sharing my experience. And yes, call me young or whatever, but like, if you really think about it, I saw this TikTok one day, and this girl was like, all right, so we're gonna get into it. You want so-and-so to like you, but do you like you? And I had to pause it. I actually had to take a minute and be like, dang, not for real. And for me to upfront know that I was not really feeling myself was kind of like, girl, you're with yourself every day, which means I'm not actually spending time with myself or getting to know myself or allowing me to be myself. So, all in all, let's get into loving you with the love languages. For the record, I'm not a love doctor. I'm not a doctor of any sort. I'm a professional human. I've lived enough. And I'm just sharing my experience and growth. And also knowledge that I've stumbled upon that I feel like is accessible to everyone. Because as long as you have internet, Google is free. Okay, I'm just gonna let that sit there. So let's just highlight a couple things. Let's start with one of my favorite problematic ones. Gift giving. Oh, gift giving. People like really nice things. I don't want, like, you know, a Tiffany bracelet or anything, or like, you better like rack up my Pandora charms. Like, no, that's not truly gift giving. That's nice things, but gift giving is thinking about what someone likes or admires. It's like kind of like paying attention to the small things. So I guess a good example is one of my best friends and I, we are collectors of the Starbucks cups. For the people who go and buy Starbucks cups and try to flip them on all these different like secondary online shops, I'm not coming for you, But God sees you, and he don't like ugly, and pretty don't cut it either. I said what I said. Now back to the point. One of my best friends and I, we collect Starbucks cups, and we will literally like go sometimes out of our own way and buy two cups, two of the same exact cup, and we'll send it to each other. And that sounds real small, and that sounds like possible crackhead energy, but I know my best friend and I know our thing. And if I see something unique, or if I find something, I think not even a half second about it, and I get it for her. I have another friend that we kind of just will walk around, possibly be out shopping, nothing fancy. If it's just something small and cute, we'll just get it for each other. Sometimes we'll slip in each other's bag. Sometimes like days will go by and we'll show up and like, hey, I got through. It's like, oh my God, you didn't have to. But it's just the small stuff. So when was the last time you kind of treated yourself to something nice, something cute, something small? Whether it's, oh, you know, I was walking around one day, I got tired, I went to sit down, and I just wanted to treat myself. Like, you can treat yourself to a really nice cup of coffee. You can treat yourself to a cute bag, but like nothing overzealous, but like go to like TJ Maxx or something, or like their sister store Marshall's, or their second cousin Ross. Like, you can do nice things for yourself, like on a budget, or buy yourself a dessert. I mean, that is a gift in itself. Wow, don't get me started. But you know, people take gift giving and kind of just make it this over dramatic thing, and then the presentation's even more. So, you know, just a thought. I'll hop off my high horse. Okay, next thing, acts of service. Acts of service is not doing things for someone because you feel as if you should have a maid in Manhattan. That's not how acts of service work. Acts of service is going a half, just literally, I'll even say a fourth of a mile extra for someone without bringing it up, without having to be noticed, or not even like saying having to be asked to do it, but just to be nice. And on the receiving end, don't be a douche about it. Like, be nice, be grateful, and be like, oh, this is now the standard. Excuse me. This was an act. You also have to reciprocate. But people ain't ready for that conversation. Moving on, acts of service. When was the nice time you did a service to yourself? A service could be, you know what? I'm a deep clean my room. And yes, people should clean their room often. But like, I mean, even going the extra mile of getting new bed sheets, like actually treating yourself to bed sheets, washing them, laying them out. And when you're done, stepping to the corner of your room and looking at your bed and basking in that. Like, when was the last time you got yourself a nice pair of pajamas, or like even just a sleeping kit? Do you know what a fresh silk eye mask would do for you after you wash your face and moisturize and then lay in bed? Ooh, I live for it. I live for it. But all in all, these are things that you can do for yourself. These are acts of service. Don't do yourself a disservice by taking these joys away from yourself because you feel like, I have no one and I would want someone to do this for me. You are someone. Do it for yourself. Are you not a person? Then be a person. Treat yourself like the love of your life. You live in your body every day. Okay. So yeah, like there have been times where an act of service is turned into an unpaid maidship. It's just like, okay, but what are you doing for yourself? I'm just kind of confused. Like, no, this isn't a, oh, I'm doing this and then you have to do nothing. And it's not even, like I said before, it's not a trade-off kind of thing. It's an act. It's something that's genuine, that comes from the heart. But again, why would you expect something for someone that you wouldn't do yourself? So what are you doing for yourself? You know, just poking at your mind. Ooh, physical touch. Let's get into it. So, for the record, let me just put it out there. This section will not get anyways provocative, and I'm going to leave that statement where it's at. So, physical touch. Yes, people love hand-holding. People love hugs. People love kissing. People love being caressed. When's the last time you hugged yourself? That's not the first time I've asked this question here, but I'm going to ask it again. When was the last time you hugged yourself? When was the last time you gave yourself a high five? So I watch church virtually, and there are times when my pastor would be like, find three people and give them a high five. I run to my mirror because often I'm alone, and I high five myself three times. Why? Because I'm a person and I have a reflection. But on a serious note, on a very, very serious note, physical touch. When was the last time you took yourself out to get your feet done? Now, yes, that is you essentially paying for a service and having someone do something for you. Yes. But the action of it is you still treating yourself. Like, when was the last time you gave yourself a pat on the back? Or if you wanted me to take it there, you can actually buy one of those massage rollers and massage your own back. And then, not saying don't go to a masseuse, but you can literally give yourself random massages when you feel like it. You know, even taking it further, I actually had this thought yesterday. Most people are like, oh, I want to go to a spa. I want to get a massage. I want to be rubbed down. I want to go to a chiropractor. You want your back blown? You want your bones knocked? Go to a chiropractor. That's real love. That's the best physical touch you can treat yourself to. Go into a chiropractor. Y'all, we're getting old. Take care of your body. Treat yourself to a good chiropractic appointment. Okay? There's some physical touch for you. But no, when was the last time you kind of just rubbed on your calves? You rubbed on your own feet. When was the last time you clipped your own toenails? I know your feet hurt in them shoes because they're growing. When was the last time you filed your fingernails? When was the last time you actually took the time to wash your hair? Even for people that got a fade, low hair, no hair. When was the last time you sat there and deep conditioned your scalp? Just a perspective. That's still physical touch. When was the last time you like lotioned down your body from like head to toe? Or okay, so really neck to toe, because some lotions don't need to be on your face. I'm not getting into that. I'm not a dermatologist, but you should know better. But yeah, like when was the last time you have like gotten to know your body? Like you're forever evolving. What you thought was a spot is no longer a spot. You think you're ticklish there? You're not. How'd you find out? Because you loved on you for the first time in a while and you learned, hey, it's not doing it for me anymore. And that's okay. I'm glad you learned that for yourself. Congratulations. Keep learning. Keep evolving. Okay, moving on. Words of affirmation. Words of affirmation are so, so key. They're so key. Yes, people want to be told, oh, darling, you are the love of my life.
You are the metronome to my heartbeat. For you, the sun rises, because the gods knew I needed to see you every breaking moment. And yet the moon shines upon your face, because the gods also knew I need to see you at night.
I don't know. That's cute. That's nice. That's really romantic. Call Shakespeare about it. But like, when was the last time you gave yourself words of affirmation? Like, when was the last time, like, you stood in the mirror and be like, hey, you know you cute, right? Like, I will flirt with you all day, every day. Why? Because you deserve all the love. You see, I want to take you out. If you had a man, you don't. You're mine now. If you had a girl, haha, who is she? You're mine now. Like, love you. I'm just, literally, when I got up and got dressed and saw myself in the mirror, I was literally harassing myself with compliments that I deserved to hear. And no one's going to do that for you but you. Like, when was the last time you told yourself, you look good? Like, I know it's kind of been rough for a little bit, but you look really good. Are you drinking more water? Wow, you look phenomenal. Hold on, let's just sit in this. Like, get into this look. Like, wow. Do you have a hot date? You sure do, because I'm with you and you with me, because I am you and you me. Like, give yourself the hype. And I know that a lot more TikTokers, and even just not even only TikTok, even people on Tumblr, on Instagram, on Twitter, wherever you may be. Hi, Facebook. How's Meta going? Wherever you may be, I know a lot more people are doing, mantras and daily words of affirmation. And there are some of my spiritual peeps who are like, oh, I know what God says about me, and like throw scripture. That's cool. But like, do it. Like, even though you see people doing it and there are like trends sometimes, like, oh my God, I played this video and I did this thing and I said it and it worked, and like manifestation's real. You can manifest love for yourself. Or if you don't want to think of it that deep, you could just love yourself consistently by showing up and saying real positive things. Emphasis on real, because they are real. If you don't love you, how can you expect someone else to love you? Do you even like you? Like, I just want you to kind of think about that. And even for the time that I did and I thought about it, it's like, the answer was no. I also had to be like, why? You know, just a perspective. I'm not going to drag that on. It's just a point. It's a very valid point. So, I think a good, great, amazing love language, one of my favorites, not snitching on myself, quality time. What is quality time? Quality time is different from everybody. Quality time could be, hey, we're in the same room, you're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing, but like, we're in each other's presence. That's for some. That's not for everybody. Fun fact, that ain't me. Quality time is actually a lot more than that. So quality time is about thinking about what someone else enjoys doing and doing it with them. And it's not a matter of sacrificing your principles and your morals and just being like, well, this is what you want to do and I want to meet you where you are. Y'all need a median. But even then, quality time is actually taking genuine moments and being considerate of the other person and enjoying what they enjoy because you enjoy your person. Not to get something out of it, not a tit for tat, like, oh, well, we did this, so now it's my turn. Like, that's not quality. That's more like, countdown. But even then, do you spend quality time with you? When was the last time you put Netflix on shuffle and watched a movie with yourself? Or if you don't need to be a homebody and you need to go outside, when was the last time you went for a walk? When was the last time you just kind of opened up your city on Google Maps, kind of only zoom out a little bit, because getting far outside in a Panasonic is costly. But when was the last time you took yourself somewhere random? I know, or at least I understand, in major cities, there's all kind of things that you can do. You can go to museums. You can find like a state park. If you live in the South, you can pay to go to Stone Mountain. It's $20 for people who don't know if you need to park your car. Good luck. But yeah. Or if you're not like the outdoorsy type, when was the last time you took yourself out for lunch? When was the last time you took yourself out for brunch? Not only is that quality time, but you are fed. That's a quality meal. I'm just saying. And it's not on I don't want to be outside by myself eating food. That looks lonely. So you would rather invest time and attention into someone else's thoughts that have nothing to do with you versus giving yourself the love you deserve? Wow. Have fun with that. You'd be surprised how many people that you meet just by taking yourself out. I have this one friend. She traveled to a whole nother state. Kudos for her. She got all the way dolled up, dressed. She didn't get dressed in the night. She got dressed to the 10, honey. She got together. She looked absolutely stunning. And she walked into the restaurant and said, "Reservation for one." And people were looking around like, "Oh, this girl is beautiful." Getting compliments, gazes, gawking stares, as she deserved. And people were like, "Oh, are you waiting for your date?" And she's like, "No, I'm here by myself." And it's like, "Oh, was that a part of the plan?" And her answer was yes. Because you have to look good and feel good for you. Because if you're always putting on for someone that's not yourself, when you're by yourself, you will feel off, often. And that's doing such a disservice to yourself. You deserve to look good. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to be good. So you better do it. Slay. Slay every day for you. And yes, you are allowed to have your down days. Totally. I get it. And for the ladies who wear makeup every day, I hope y'all are drinking water, because that stuff ain't cheap and it's costly in your pockets and your face. Do with that information as you will. But spend time with yourself. If it's been a while since you've read a good book, pick up a book and read. That's quality time. You never know what you're going to find, what you're going to learn. When was the last time you sat down and made a playlist? Yo, back in the day, that was real love. There have been evolutions of putting playlists together. Whether you knew someone who had a record store, sitting down making a mixtape, or burning CDs from music on LimeWire. When was the last time you sat down on whatever platform you may have and just sat there and made a playlist for yourself and then enjoyed it, listened to it once a week or as many times throughout the day as you like? These are real questions. So, all in all, do with this episode and advice as you will and as you please. But there is more than enough room throughout the year to give yourself a gift, to enjoy physical touch, to do acts of service, to receive and give yourself words of affirmation and to also spend quality time with yourself. Do not shortchange yourself because Valentine's Day is over, because you are you every day. And this isn't only for the singles. You're still single in a relationship. Preaching is not my ministry, so go ahead, but there's a sermon about it. Like, you're still an individual. You still have relationships outside of your romantic relationship. You still have your friendships. Enjoy them, bask in them. But one of the most important relationships you have is with yourself, because that sets the pace for all the other ones. So if you're not loving you, who is?
Ooh.
And if you're relying on the person, are they loving you right? Or are they loving you how you've presented yourself and you're just kind of blueprinting it as you go? And I mean, if that's the case, hey, look, this is a learning experience for everybody. I am no one to judge. Who am I? I am not in your situation. But, you know, you're allowed to take a step back and reevaluate. You set the rules for your life. So, yeah. Don't overthink it. Love yourself often. Love yourself always. All the time. 25/8. No days off. People say grind culture is ridiculous. It absolutely is. But love yourself every day. No days off. Can't stop, won't stop. And I hope you guys have an amazing year loving you. And I also hope my words made sentences.